From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. The sheer thought that any of the nation's veterans' hospitals could be delaying care to veterans in dire need has both of Florida's U.S. senators and its governor calling for swift action. Bill Nelson and Marco Rubio are sponsoring legislation that will give Veteran Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki the ability to fire all individuals responsible for delayed treatment. The proposed legislation comes after reports of 40 deaths due to long waits at the Phoenix VA hospital. Senator Nelson says he wants action taken immediately.
These are the people that have borne the battle, and they ought to be getting the best medical care. And so I think heads will roll, and I want them to roll fast.
Meanwhile, Governor Rick Scott says he plans to sue Veterans Affairs because it will not let state hospital officials inspect federal medical care facilities in Florida. 26 VA hospitals are now under review, including Malcolm Randall VA Medical Center in Gainesville. A film produced by WLRN-TV that takes a look at the sacrifices made by some of the nation's servicemen and women will be rebroadcast this evening. The documentary is titled A Call to Serve, Florida Jews and the U.S. Military. Filmmaker Steve Waxman says finding the elderly veterans wasn't the biggest challenge, but rather finishing the film before they passed away. Waxman says one veteran he interviewed died just 3 months after the film was finished.
But his daughter came to the premiere, and she said to me, I'll never forget it, she said, thank you for showing me in his last form of being strong and viable, because she only remembered the 3 months in which he had sort of dissipated and gone down in health. But this film reminded her of the strong man that he was, so that was quite a compliment.
And you can catch the entire film tonight on WLRN-TV, Channel 17, at 9 o'clock. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Here's Paul Erie.